This is Ray Hanania's Column Commentary Podcast, which is available on Middle East issues and issues of American politics. You can get information at thearabdailynews.com for the Middle East side and at illinoisnewsnetwork.com for my mainstream political column. Rahm Emanuel deserves support to fight street gang violence. September 29, 2016. Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel unveiled a three-part plan to confront Chicago's rising murder rate. The crime wave in Chicago is so bad that people don't feel safe walking downtown anymore, or even in their neighborhoods. This weekend, a 54-year-old man was shot in his head twice while walking in Millennium Park. Every day and every weekend, people are shot and killed, mainly by street gang members. Emanuel pleaded to both the citizens of Chicago to work with police and not give them a hard time as they investigate killings, and he pleaded to the police to not dismiss the needs of the city's residents. The truth is, most police are good cops who are trying to do their job in a difficult situation, and many of those suspects killed by police are actual street gang members. Only a few have been victims of excessive force and even the racism of a few individual police officers. Mayor Emanuel's plan is simple. The first is to increase the city's police manpower by 1,000 additional police officers. That's a great start. Chicago needs that, and it needs it right away. The second is to toughen laws on the ownership of weapons. The third initiative is to launch an $8 million plan to bring more jobs to the economically crippled areas of Chicago where gang violence is at its height, feeding on the despair and suffering of the community. But Mayor Emanuel can't do this on his own. He needs your support. Citizens need to stop their knee-jerk response to news reports about crime, and the police need to stop their knee-jerk defense of police officers who violate ethical conduct. A police officer who wrongly shoots an innocent suspect should be punished and thrown out not only of the police department, but also the police fraternity. Cops need to stop supporting other bad cops. But the community needs to do the same, and they need to stop pretending that many of the victims are innocent teenagers, but instead are hardened street gang thugs who bully not only their families and friends, but also their neighborhoods. Street gangs are a plague. They need to be wiped out. Government can't do that without the help of parents who need to take control and responsibility for the actions of their children. In several neighboring communities, residents have banded together with their governments to form parent patrols where parents walk with all the children to school. Children suspected of street gang activity are sent to police-run juvenile intervention programs, not only to identify them as children who need help, but to help the children understand why street gang membership is a cancer that will destroy the lives of others along with their own lives. We need a society willing to courageously stand up and call the police when they see street gang members causing trouble or bullying others. The image of a 71-year-old man being attacked, beaten, and shot by another man who rode by on his bicycle in Chicago is disgusting. I bet everyone who knew that suspect knew he was carrying a gun and was a known troublemaker, but no one dared to stand up to him before he was finally captured. Mayor Emanuel's program will only succeed if every resident in Chicago decides to make a difference. Set aside race and racism. Stop berating the police as an institution. Recognize that individuals who do wrong are just that, individuals, not symbols of their race or their profession. Do something today to help Mayor Rahm Emanuel in Chicago. The suburbs are doing it. Why can't you? I'm Ray Hanania. I'm Ray Hanania, and this is my column commentary podcast. I have several websites online where you can get information, rayhanania.com, themediaoasis.com, thearabdailynews.com and illinoisnewsnetwork.com. You can always friend me on Facebook at RG Hanania. And, of course, you can send me an email at rghanania@gmail.com. Thank you for listening.